do me a favour?
I have to use it, like, until she's 6 feet under, bro.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair. Mm.
What was the tweet?
Technically,
anyway?
She never will be, because she's chilling in that tombstone.
It was like,
Hold it.
Why is every intro remix like
that? That's the same DJ. same DJ.
Right.
Yo, we're live.
Yes.
We're live.
Yeah, so
don't fit my mic's right. Man.
What was this? Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. Good to have you on.
Suited and booted.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, right. Sorry everyone. This is like the show started. We're fucking around with Mike.
Sorry, everyone.
What did you tweet?
I actually deleted the tweet, so it's like
it never existed.
It never existed exactly, but now it's like I'm just dredging it up again. So I might as well just tell you. But it was like in response to the fact that Andrew is like continuing on with his royal duties.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a fucking piss take. You know, he's a fucking piece.
Genuinely thought you were talking about Andrew Tate for a second.
Because he's your hero.
Set up.
Come on, man. Stop shifting it. You know he's your hero. You know it is.
I genuinely was like, Andrew is king.
I swear, if he hears Andrew Tate, he shifts it to someone else straight away. Who else likes him?
Bro, you was here last time. You was here last time.
You shift it to me every time.
Wait, we'll get back to my bit in a sec, but do you actually fuck with Andrew Tate, yeah?
Watch the last episode to find out. Like, subscribe, comment, opinions on Andrew Tate.
Patreon.
Gotta charge people for that.
Yeah, man.
That's premium content.
We're all behind a paywall now.
Yeah.
Can't get the words without it.
I'm going to invoice for this then.
Cool, bro. I work on a...
I've got my debt collector here.
Bro, we are on a... Yeah, Dave, let David in.
What?
David.
David.
Yo, bro, so this is David.
Shout out to the camera.
He's leaving.
He's moving out.
But no. Yeah,
it's been great having you, bro.
Nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you.
David, you'll catch this.
You're leaving now?
Sign up to Patreon and you'll see this episode, bro.
But no, it's great having you, bro.
Take care.
All right, good luck in life and hit me up.
Nice,
bro. See
you, bro. Oh, yeah, I want to zoom in on Benyam's face there.
Why?
He's very confused. Ash, can you get the door?
What's going on?
Nice one, bro.
Hold up.
my days. You know what? Yeah, just don't even bother being nice these days, bro.
What, I'm missing this. What's going on here?
All right. I was just trying to see your... What'd you say?
Yamadan.
No, I was just saying this.
Jeez.
That two piece
is insane.
Yeah.
Might have to join you.
That's it. All my debts are gone. Yeah, that's what happened to last debt collector. He lost his jacket and all.
No.
I moved house.
Fair enough. So wait, how did you lose his jacket?
I got Andrew Tate on him.
It was windy. It was a windy day.
Yeah.
Got Andrew Tate on him.
Small gust of wind. He's the same size as Ash.
Shot.
Pin him down, sonny boy. He's on. Oh shit! We all like
nice
on the back. Nice. Yeah.
Let's check the cuffies.
Let's get loose.
everyone, stop in work.
What's the cuffie?
A couple basic Marks and Spencer.
Okay, I thought that was next,
though. No, what he was saying is next. next topic. Hey, we're coming. No, I'm joking. Hey, we're coming with fire today. I'm here for it. Energy.
Yeah. I'm just turning down volumes because I can't hear shit. Can anyone else?
Nah, it's mad. So this tweet.
Yeah,
you
were
saying, because Andrew's continued his royal duties, which is fucking insanity.
I thought it was a joke, bro. Mm. But then it's actually legit. Well,
wait, come closer to the mic. I can't really hear you.
Yeah.
Make
that
sure
better?
Bits are facing you. Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, it's a joke or whatever. And I was like, let's just fucking storm the palace. But then I thought about it and I was like, hold on a second.
Was that what your tweet said?
Yeah, it's like, when are we storming the palace? But then I was like, fuck.
Do you know what?
Like, I had a vision in my head of like police just rocking up to my workplace and be like, it's a threat against like the royal family or
feminists.
Whatever. Bro, I just got shook. I can't lie, I just believe it.
Do you know what's crazy?
You know?
What was that? I didn't even hear.
can't even repeat.
These one word killers are out there, you know. Fuck me, put the jacket back on.
It's getting hot.
Jesus. Sorry.
Do you know what? I do think I saw this on TMZ. Ex Wigan keeper talking about Crystal Palace.
You're a dickhead.
Ali, I'll have you. Bring it up.
I'm so glad you didn't get a reaction that you I'm so glad. That's what you get for wheeling up jokes. That's what you get for wheeling up jokes.
I've got a wheeling.
Jimmy, what? Baby and Delph ones? Yeah. Cool.
All right, Ryan,
who else we got?
Do you know what's funny? If you didn't say it, I was going to say
Tell me the joke,
basically, they're comparing.
No, Bonham in 20 years.
Hey, we got a calm.
Let's go.
No one's going to pick any sound out of nothing.
Sorry.
Chill. No, just a little bit.
Sorry.
Too much. Yeah. Like, we're still on a show.
You got the answer.
Rain it in.
It's more like it, right?
Explain to Ryan what we're doing.
Basically, they were taking the piss out of me and saying that I look like an ex Wigan keeper, Ali Alhabsi. Pull it up, Jake.
Why you call it?
How do you spell that?
Ali.
Ali.
Face.
Yeah.
Al.
I love A-L. These.
That could be an O W.
I love these ones so much because he's gonna get it up. We're taking all this time for him to get it up, and then if he doesn't laugh, it's just like, what's the whole point?
Yeah, I see it.
Cheers, good chat.
Sorry, thank you. Let's
nip
that in the bud.
So you deleted the tweet?
Yeah, why did you delete
it? I deleted the tweet, man.
Because you genuinely got shook that police would turn up to your yard?
Slightly, but you never know, bro. You never know in this weird world that we live in today.
I know what you mean.
I think it's perfectly normal at the minute.
I think it's fucking, you know, yeah. What, that opinion?
All of it, yeah.
Would you not? Completely normal. Would you not ride off of the attraction that you got from that, from all that noise, though, if that did happen?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It could propel me into some sort of, like, viral...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, kind of career where I'm just fucking tweeting for a living. That would be fucking decent. That would be decent.
I don't know where you're cracking up. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's still making references in his head.
Ali, I'm seeing it. Yeah, he's trying to think of other like bald black footballers.
I know.
So that was it. You just deleted it. There's a fear. There's a massive fear around saying what you fucking think online now, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like a slow shift.
For good reason, though. For good reason.
Yeah. What good reason? I think everyone should have something to say about that fucking guy. Like, and at the end of the day, now he's gonna, if Charles gets sick or whatever happens, then he's gonna be representative as king. You know what I mean? It's like
not my king.
But it's also true. Like who? If you knew a family like that, it would be the fucking maddest family you've ever met in your life. Like, besides the royal part to it, but like the sons are like pedo that's paid fucking 12 million to get out of it. You know, it's just fucking nuts as a whole of who they are. But then obviously riches and greed spawns this kind of, you know, and then you look at like Diana, then you look at like Meghan Markle and Harry and all that. It's like all of it stems this crazy outlet. Like... And they're German.
Wow.
Podcast getting a bit xenophobic for my life.
I've got nothing against Germans. I've got nothing against Germans. It's the fact that they're not English and they're the king.
No.
They're the king and queen. If you look at the story,
they're not proper Englishmen now.
This is England.
Okay.
We used to be a country.
Okay. We got. Look at it this way. We've got a royal family of Spain, but they're all Dutch. Yeah. The point is, the descendants are where they're from.
That's how history works, my boy.
When you look into the difference of the story, though, of how they came up and everything else, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Maybe I said it quite quick to the point.
there were some emotions behind that. Right. But going back to what you're saying about like
there's emotions behind everything.
Going back to what you're saying about
cancelled in a week.
Yeah, people being scared about what to post online. I think like the only thing Charlie.
Co-host is over.
We're going to listen to the episode and that bitch is going to be
out. Yeah, I know.
No, it ain't. I don't cut numbers.
I think the only...
I ain't got no German friends either. For good reason.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking, bro.
You're a joke. Fuck's sake.
Ryan's rattle.
All right, no, on a real,
I've never
on a
seen
real.
Ryan rattle like this.
On a real, I think the only reason why people should care about what they say online is the effect it can have on other people. I don't think people should care about what they say online for other people's opinion on themselves, but like how it can affect other people around you. So, for example, I did a BBC interview whilst I was on tour once. And I...
Shameless plug. Yeah.
I do say.
All right, mate. Okay, no.
I could have just left that out, but I didn't.
Nah, sorry, yeah,
tweet
what
that.
Were you doing?
And I was like, huh? I was singing in that, do you know what I mean? I was in Bristol, like, on BBC Radio 1 radio.
main stage.
And... I can't remember what this radio DJ was asking me, but I was tired. It was like mid tour, and I fully overshared about something to do with my parents. Yeah, not thinking about it, and then also not thinking that this interview would go anywhere anyway. And like, I finished the tour, and I was at a party. I think literally the night of the last tour date, and I get a text from my dad, and he's like, "I'm never come to a show ever again." Ooh. Get a text from my mum like an hour later being like, they were heated in the moment, I understand why. And they are very supportive parents, let me just get that on camera right now.
Yeah.
But in the moment they're like, how could you do this like that sort of thing? And I was like, I don't even remember what I said. So I've gone online, I've seen this fucking interview's gone mad, like gone viral for like a good week, yeah. Mm. And I clicked on it and I've definitely shared some things that I shouldn't have said about my parents, but obviously I wasn't thinking in the moment because it's literally like in between the sound check and my show and I was halfway into a tour, so I was just like, oh, I'm emotional, I need to fucking get out there.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the ripple effect it would have on other people rather than, do you know what I mean? And I think that's the only reason why people should hold back rather than what people think of themselves.
Opinion basis.
Yeah.
But I think now it's like a full circle. Like, we started off with this cancel culture shit.
Mm.
Like, you know, you do something wrong, you're going to get cancelled. Mm. But the offset of that is like, it's not the majority of people that are saying things online aren't cancelled. They're not fucking out of there. But it stops people saying stuff because of the fear of being cancelled. Yeah. So these things just get pushed into a society, or they come up from wherever they come up from, who knows. And then it's like, it causes people to think in a certain way.
Yeah.
And now everyone is in fear constantly of whatever, of what they should say or shouldn't say, because they're going to... Yeah. At the end of the day, when I looked at the video that I did the other day that went nuts, right?
Mm.
How I look at it is like, you should allow trolls to say what they want to say, because at the end of the day, the video you put out there...
Don't know about that.
No, ooh. not completely. If it's non-racist, non-sexist, if it's a...
So there are rules then.
No, but
if,
No.
You
there's
can't go
laws.
Two ways about
there's
this.
Laws. There's laws. So I think having an opinion...
You can't be mean.
No, there's free speech. No, you can be mean, but come on. Racism is a law, right?
No.
Tell me I'm pretty or fuck off.
No, but the thing is, there should be boundaries, but if someone is talking about something in a specific subject, other people should be allowed to have a comment or a subject basis around that, right? But if you're going to be racist or anything else, if you're just going to call people cunts, then that's not, in normal life, that's not a conversation, is it? So I think to and fro should work, but you can't really trust people to do that.
Yeah.
So how are you going to work it out?
Now I've said that story though, other than what you posted the other day, have any of you like, posted anything that you've regretted, either instantly or like...
All the pictures I should have deleted on Facebook by now.
that
prom photo.
Yeah.
I look about 9.
What's it? Is it still up? Should we have a look?
Yeah.
Whilst you do that, just going back to your story, do you regret it? Like, or do you? Or was it cathartic? Or
Do you know what? In a selfish way, I don't regret it because the main theme of the interview is me talking about, for one, my mental health, and also me as a black kid doing guitar music, and how other black kids in my area would like fucking like bully me or try and bully, man, because you know I'm solid.
The Matrix is a...
You see the character?
Yeah, he caught himself.
I'm not a victim. You tried it.
Like, they would try. feelings. No, but obviously kids were kind of, like, I was either too white to be black or too black to be white sort of thing. So that was the whole theme of the interview. So in terms of the message that I got across, in general, no, I don't regret it in a selfish way, but the way that my parents were fucking broken for a long time. And
on the flip side, though.
What specifically did you say?
On the flip side, the interview went viral.
Yeah.
Hurt my parents' feelings.
Spotify page.
What did I say? Yeah, what specific? No,
well,
I'm not going to go into it, but I touched into...
Put it this way, you know when you and your bird have a really bad argument, right? And then they tell their best friend about the argument in detail. Mm. That's what happened with that interview.
Feels like a betrayal of trust. This is us.
Yeah, exactly. This should stay between us. I see that.
And did you ask for it to get taken down, or is it...
No. Still up there.
Take some still notes. Whoever you are.
Let's have a look.
No, I didn't.
Do you fight? Do you feel that the people that were on the show were actually trying to dig that out of you as well? Do you find like you was a bit unmedia trained? So when it came that way, because
I've actually always been quite praised for my media training, even though I didn't really have any. I was always very good in interviews, and I think this person that was interviewing me didn't try and dig me out on that, and I think he just genuinely wanted me to continue speaking. You could tell that there was like a lot of pain in me, innit, when I started talking about this, and he was almost acting like a bit of a therapist and like just let me speak, and that's what made me go into a lot of detail.
It sounded go on.
No, it just sounded like you
needed to talk about it, to be honest, because you know when there's pain and trauma, I guess,
you
like
just
you
go,
know,
innit? Yeah, just go.
Obviously, you know, in terms of your parents, it might not have been the right place to do it, but you did need to do it. And to be honest, judging by what you've said so far, that could really help a lot of younger black children in similar circumstances. Like, so it can be very...
Why are you laughing?
That's so funny.
Bro, so you get Germans?
At that point. Do you know how funny that is? Jackie started laughing there.
I'm sorry.
That is crazy.
I know it's because you got something up your throat.
I zoned out.
That was the worst.
That's so funny.
I tried to ignore it.
I was confused. I was like, surely I did happen. Yeah. I looked at him and he was cracking.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so funny, man. That bit should have been a reel. You know, with the poignant music, the piano bit, and then runs.
That's insane.
Oh, wow. I can't. Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Is this your prom picture?
I was just going through photos and then.
Of black people in Germany.
It's me, but I don't remember. Like...
It's funny you're talking about cancel culture because your pod is getting cancelled after this, bro.
It's not even that funny.
It's not.
It's not. Funny, bro.
That's why it's kind of oh, shit. Sorry, lads.
Oh, wow. I can't remember.
I'm back in the room. I feel a bit lost today. That's me at prom.
Oh, look how cute you are, Richie Brian. God.
No way.
You look like everyone from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone from the Isle of Wight, man and Guernsey, all in one.
Yeah. Gang.
I thought you were going to say man or woman.
Did everyone go?
It is very fitting right now.
Did everyone go prom?
Yeah, I did. Mm. I think...
Did we have a prom?
Bare man. All boys school prom. Like, oh, shit.
Who are you asking to prom?
Didn't you...
Could you not invite other people from different schools in?
They should have done...
My school was mixed, and we can still do that, bro.
We had like a... We had a weird like prom alternative, though, innit? We had like some sort of like award day, or like everyone came in like a suit.
I mean, that's what you do at prom anyway.
Yeah, but no tings, though.
Just bare
man.
Just bare
man in suits.
But there's a school around here.
I know. I did that from muscle memory.
There's a school around here, like, I think it's Chase, in it. I swear
that. Enfield Chase?
Yeah, but I swear that's It's two schools.
Yeah, two.
To be fair, should have just.
I don't know if it is now, but it was.
Yeah, so I thought they and Enfield.
Enfield County.
County doesn't that do the same? So I thought prom, they just get the two.
Partner up with a.
Yeah. They didn't even do that.
Nah.
Dead.
Yeah.
To be honest, it probably saved me a lot of trauma. Just asking things like that would have been strange.
Bro, it was the scariest thing. I think I asked my prom date in a fucking like via text, and I still shit myself, bro. Still shit myself.
It's them on text, and then you put it down, and you're like, start doing other stuff, like trying to forget about it.
Imagine this, yeah. I'm chatting like this is like a girl that I used to chat to like secretly every single day, yeah, for like a whole year, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like you're in bed.
And you wouldn't tell anyone?
Yeah, but she wouldn't tell anyone. It was like our little thing, yeah. Like, we weren't ever together, didn't do anything, but it was like, this is going to...
Huh? Why was it a secret?
I don't know. I think it was just like that different friendship groups, and like we didn't kind of want to until we actually decided to be a team. You didn't want to mention it. So imagine if I asked this girl to prom me 2 weeks later, she's got with another man, bro. Imagine a man was a year above me. He came up to me, he was like, "Look after prom, yeah." Shook my hand. I was like, "Yeah, we'll do stuff." I melted hard.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Trust me, I felt, bro, violated.
I was like a relay, look after it, bro. Like a baton. Like,
yeah. Like, look after it, bro. Yeah.
What?
Cool, we'll do.
That sounds like a dad. Do you know that's like look after my little girl.
Yeah. That is strange, bro.
Trust me. This is that's what happens when your parents take you out of North London to go to school and go to Hertfordshire.
Right, don't start this again.
No, you might get a text, bro.
Don't start this again, bro.
You're sick. Love you, mumsy, daddy.
Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah.
I got lumbered with being the guy that books the limo, right?
You are that guy as well. I can picture it.
And I'm not joking, right? There's limos, right? And then there was this thing.
have you got a picture?
Was it your son?
I wish I had a picture. I mean, it was.
I still don't know if it's good or bad yet. I'm trying to work it out.
So basically, a Hummer pulled up, right? Ooh, and everyone's like, "You're sick, bro."
My sweet 16.
I was like,
"It wasn't that."
Nah, bro. We did.
That was for someone else, like another friendship group.
We weren't the rich lot in a sense. We weren't the Hummer guys. Basically, the Hummer pulled up. Everyone got in that one. We're waiting around. This thing pulls up. I swear, it was so low, and it was kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was so budget. Like you even struggled to get in the door of a limousine. It was that bad. So we all got in.
The Bentley buses.
Oh yeah. Nah, a Bentley bus would have been better. There would have been more room. Like this thing was bad. So we all get in it, and like we were just fucking.
Were your friends fuming?
They was like, yes, whatever, let's just go with it.
No, but after you've seen a Hummer,
but you know what we did? Like, we didn't know what to do, innit? We're like, all right, cool, we're in it now. What should we fucking do? Let's just, like, drive around. So, like...
did you have a date?
Yeah, but she weren't getting that thing. She got in the Hummer.
Look after my girl.
Ryan said that. to the driver.
You had a date for prom and she didn't go with you because.
So you didn't have a date for prom?
It ain't no American fucking towel, is it?
No, to be fair, yeah.
Prom seems a bit dead here. It's not the same. Like, English don't really take on these kind of things.
I don't know. Mine was lit, bro. I think prom, I think I was 50. Yeah, my birthday was late. I mean, so that's how we did gear.
Yeah, we got prom, packet in this limo.
Yeah, first time we did packet.
Mm.
Fucking
how? I was 15. I was before my 16th birthday.
We drove around an estate.
It was lit.
Shouting out the windows.
Oh, really? We all fucking just...
And then my mate was sick in the limo and we all got kicked out.
Really? Do you remember that tune? Kvosje, I'm bottling man. Yeah. It was just that, brother.
Kvosje, bottling man.
And I think it was just when the Jerk came out. Obviously, I'm a bit younger than you, innit? I think for
you're a Jerk.
Yeah, that's when the Jerk first came out. And it was just me and this kid, James, who you'd never think would be able to dance. It was just pulling off the sickest Jerk like this. Ooh. I was like, ooh, you're cold. Ooh. There's lit.
Did you ever go through like...
Bare chinos and check shirts.
Yeah. Top man, trust me.
Yeah, I was one of them guys. Did you ever go through like a party bus phase?
Not like on a regular.
Nah.
For big birthdays, like popular kids' birthdays.
We just fucking booked one, like nothing to do. So
that's weird, bro. That was raving.
Yeah, it was weird. No, I mean like, what age?
I first started raving when I was like 14, 15.
Yeah, I was doing a bit of that, not as much.
On the party bus?
Yeah, I was just driving around. Looking for that plush limo again.
Looking for your prom date.
She was never there. What? So you two didn't even get one. I feel sorry for you guys.
We had a prom, but in college.
All right, okay.
I don't know about you.
What age was that?
Like, what age is that? Like 17?
17,
18. Yeah. So we had two. I went to sixth form, so college, and we had the GCSE prom, and then we had one for sixth form.
Yeah, the sixth form prom was lit, I can't lie.
Well, sixth form head came up to me with a camera at the end and was like, I need to get a picture of you to prove you actually went to the school. Because obviously I started partying, start of year 11.
What, you just stopped going into like lessons?
I literally went into sixth form and I never turned up, bro. Never turned up.
Were you one of them kids that used to go to like sixth form and just fucking smoke weed and that? Basically?
No, bro. He just said he never turned up. I was popping pills.
You didn't even go.
I was always friends with olders, innit? So whilst my year in sixth form, I was going to fucking uni parties like out of town and shit. I was gone for like a good five days of the week. Yeah, trust me. And then like, yeah, my sixth form head came up to me and was like, I need to prove you actually went to school. But I got away with it because I was just charming it. And I remember my first charm, no grades. Yeah, pretty much. My first year sixth form, this is just when I started my band, and this is when second year I completely clocked out because I was doing my band shit. But first year, when I was just partying, my sixth form mate called me in for a meeting. This is like halfway into the year, and he was like,
"Who are you? Who are you?
Go to school?" He was like,
"He was like, look, Ash, I think that you will be successful in anything you put your mind to, but just turn up." And as soon as, but I could, my head just went. Successful at anything.
You forgot the last one.
He gone.
That's because you was on a come down. Brain was fried.
Yeah, just. But yeah, and then after that, I was like, "See you later. I'm doing my own thing."
So you didn't go to uni then?
Nah.
What did you finish your A levels?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I failed them all, I think.
Just as in like.
What did I get? I can't remember. I think these all around, yeah.
Do you even remember what you did? Like what the subject
was? Yeah, I did, mate. I did three sciences.
Fuck it. You didn't even go easy on yourself, sociology or something.
I did three sciences and business.
They're ones you got to turn up for.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, it's just one of them ones where I knew that I was good at all those subjects. That's all those subjects. I just couldn't be asked. I was doing something else, and my focus was elsewhere. So I was just like,
yeah. What would you do differently now if you could go back to school?
Oh, fucking everything. I'm not even joking. Legit, like,
oh, that's a man with.
that's lit. That's a good
with
question.
Regrets.
Yeah.
That's a man with regrets.
Yeah, 100. I've got bare regrets. Have you not?
That I do,
work.
But
I got better.
That work.
All right, cool. I'm gone.
Yeah, let's start.
All right. I mean, how far back are we gonna go? You know what I mean?
Like, not like sack off like year 7 and 8. Like from like year 9.
Maybe like
upwards.
16 onwards. Yeah, if we go from.
Like, okay, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, like 50. Yeah, 15.
The big 16. Ones. Give us yeah, the big cliff notes.
Yeah. Okay. Firstly, I wouldn't have. All right. A bit of context. I thought I was gonna be a doctor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, you look like one too.
I was going to say the same thing and I stopped myself. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, I'll take it. I ain't going to lie.
John Bob's had to hold it back after so much. Because I said the same thing about it. I went, nah.
I'll take it, man.
You made it, bro. You made it, bro. Like,
halfway there.
You know how counterproductive this podcast is? You look like a doctor. What a waste, man.
Counterproductive.
What a nerd. Alright, sorry, I look smart. Nah, I'm joking.
Nah, you look fresh.
Just about brown enough, yeah.
Counterproductive, you know. Talking like a doctor as well.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I thought it was right.
Hey, Charlie said cathartic earlier. No one called him up on that.
you
I've heard Charlie put out some like couple syllable words.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. I've heard them.
Couple
well,
syllable
yeah.
words.
Yeah, like yeah.
Wait, what are you not trying to say?
Wait, if you're making fun of people for saying smart stuff and looking smart, anyone can get it.
So you look smart back in school,
like
boys.
A man saying cathartic like a waste, man.
this is a perfect
sorry,
one.
Sorry, go on.
No regrets.
No, bare regrets.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Bare regrets.
So, you thought you were going to be a doctor.
My mum thought I was going to be a doctor. But then I just realised it was just too hard and too much work. So, I picked a subject similar to you. I picked, like...
This is so, like, in line with your character.
Oh, 100%.
This is fucking long. Yeah, yeah. I'm long, bro.
Like, yeah, you just look ahead and you think, am I ready to take on this journey? No.
What, you pick business?
I picked sciences. Science, yeah. So, I picked, like, chemistry, biology, maths, and, like...
Fucking hell.
Like, psychology or something. But it's just long.
That's pretty much where I picked mine.
And if anything, I would argue that that sort of turned me off education.
100.
Higher education. Mm. So if I picked subjects that I was genuinely interested in, who knows that I could actually be like, you know,
this is really
happy in a career right now instead of fucking.
This is a perfect problem. Like at the minute, you know, if you look at the school system, okay, who designed it? How old is it? Where is it going? If kids like, I would just. Fucking drawing books. I didn't know shit. Like, I literally didn't listen.
How are you supposed to know anything at that age as well?
But I was
like, how are you supposed to know what you want to do?
Exactly. But you, if there was system in place,
you would be successful.
I want to be a debt collector.
No, you ain't. I'm sorry, Brad. I can't stop laughing because this little strand of hair that's coming down here is cracking me up, bro. Tuck it behind your headphones. There you go. Yeah.
Hold up. Yeah, so... But how I look at it is like with school, the school system in itself.
Is, what?
Is it good?
It's funnier, isn't it? Yeah. Try and fix it, it's worse.
How are you even focusing on one strand of hair?
Sorry, go on.
We got to compose ourselves on this one a little bit. Take a deep breath.
I'm in.
So, like, I think. How you look at the fucking school system, like if imagine if you went into like the first years and it was like, you know, pick your fucking, what are you?
ignore him, go.
These everyone... just have the most poor
No, I'm actually focused, bro. This guy is just So I'm going to carry on with your boring story. Hurry up, mate.
I can't deal with this fun, right?
Charlie started that one. I can't lie.
So the school system.
No, but all right. Look at this way.
It's a valid point, though.
Not one of us.
It's a valid point.
Not one of us fucking focused in a school system, right?
Yeah.
Not one of us. So how I look at it is like that means the school system fails a lot of fucking people.
No, it does.
So as much as this pod could be funny, it's got to be slightly fucking serious sometimes.
How I look at it is like,
what if you had, you know, it sounds dumb as fuck, but what if you had like a passion finder lesson or something like you had, the thing is, they have the money, but they don't really have the system in place. How can you do it creatively to teach people?
In a conflicting way though, do you not think that, I mean, whether this is done on purpose or not, but how fucked up the school system is has encouraged those people that are good at those passion finding things.
Of course, you always
and
have a
good character. At those creatives that actually have been successful have been so put off of that system.
Of course,
gone, I'm gonna now do this. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So in a weird way, like I understand what you're saying, but like I feel like if I had more like creative freedom within the school system when I was going through it, then maybe I wouldn't be as good at creating music because I didn't go the complete fucking opposite way. Do you get me?
Yeah. I agree but disagree. Because I think if you went in at 4 or 5 and there was a system in place that we don't know of right now, and it was a kind of system where it would find exactly what your talents are, what you're good at. Imagine theoretically, you know what I mean? There is something there that does that. Then you're training like a fucking Formula One guy. Like, no Formula One guys are in Formula One right now if they didn't start at 4 years of age.
Right, I understand.
So you would be
a
perfectionist of what you do at that point.
I understand exactly what you're saying, yeah.
But still have the English maths and everything
else. But just going from what I like when I was going through like my uni interviews, mm-hmm. yeah, and I'd look at these professors who have done music, have been successful in music.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones that went into that profession that wanted to teach that kind of wanted to teach those kind of people how to get into music are the ones that I wouldn't want to be like in music.
I know what you mean.
100%. Yeah, you understand what I'm
saying? I get it. Yeah.
So like I do feel like that there's
In a weird way, that the barrier, the barrier to getting into those kind of professions almost like separates people from that really are about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That are, exactly. Like, I'm kind of like,
it's a career.
Like, do you know what I mean? I love singing Alicia Keys in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It separates people. Yeah, I get it.
So, yeah, in a way, it's a good thing. I think that those sort of paradoxes in life are should be looked at in a way that's like maybe how shitty that is isn't such a bad thing.
Not everyone's going to take to it as well as you though. That's what you've got to remember.
If you don't have a talent like yours, you know what I mean? Like, if
I'm a singer, by the way, everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good one.
Did you get interviewed by the BBC?
No. So was mine.
What was he saying?
I don't know.
So,
if you go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Everyone, go on. Go on.
I agree.
The one podcast where no one wants to speak. Go on.
No, you go.
After you.
You hang up first.
That was you with your secret link.
No, I definitely agree that certain things you do in life can create things, can lead you to whatever path you're meant to be on or whatever that path is. But like my old clothing line, it's not something I would want to go back into, but it definitely taught me everything about what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that, but I still think the school system shit.
Yeah, it is shit, 100%.
I think it's definitely changing now. You come from that world as well, you know what I mean? So something you've seen, I think I said it to you on our pod, didn't it? That I had that kind of old mentality, like you haven't been there so long, so you're like, oh, they don't do classes on this, or are they? And you're like, no, they are integrating things like this. But I think it's too slow and not good enough.
Yeah. I agree. Like there are.
Other than that, school was sick. So I just fucked around all the time.
Just with your mates every day.
It's so good to be around that many people. I love.
And this is what I mean.
And similar, like-minded people.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're going through the same process. Yeah, exactly.
And I think I've just learned how to look at morbid situations, like try and draw the beauty out of morbid situations, man. And like, and I think like especially when it comes to like a social structure or just. The system that we live by that's been put in place, that like nothing's going to change in it. So rather than like...
It does change though.
I mean, slowly. Yeah, not fundamentally though. Little things change, but it will always trickle back to like, the fundamental hate and the fundamental like, whatever.
But, ASMR.
Do you know what I mean? I always say this as a joke, yeah, but I mean, I'm also kind of serious. Like if it wasn't for slavery, then... Me and Yamadan.
Whoa. Starting with a joke.
Me and Yamadan wouldn't be able to speak to you in English in this country right now, and I wouldn't be able to travel around the world and say hello, how are you to different ethnicities because of. Do you know what I mean?
Because of the English Empire. Yeah, exactly. Because we didn't steal
as
everything.
Peak,
and
as
fucking...
peak as that was, cool, but I can still say wagwan. You know what I mean?
True. I think it's great to find a positive in that, in any fucking light that you can, really, and like, yeah, school. I think even though, okay, the education system isn't teaching you fucking loads, but at least you are learning a lot from people. Yeah. You're learning
even
a lot from friends.
Social,
just
like social skills, isn't it? Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's why people, I know it's a bit of a leap, but that's why people love festivals so much, because it's a place where you're just around, you know, unless you're a fucking introvert and fucking hate it, but like, you know, I love festivals for that reason. It's a hot, like, it's just a madness. You're all in one fucking field and it's whatever. School is a bit different, really. School's more prison-based.
Proper prison. In it
proper
might look like a prison though.
What
you say? Highlands.
Say I look like a prisoner.
What? No, debt collector earlier, nothing else.
I'm just prodding right now.
Yeah, trying to trap me. No,
you trap yourself. Trap you.
Most days. And I'll record it just, for fun. But my school was new, innit?
Oh, yeah,
it's like 1 year above me. So there was no like hierarchy or nothing.
Yeah.
Tony Blair opened it. There was no like, I think it was like a new business that no one knew how to run.
Right.
You know, so all the teachers, like, there was no punishment. You know, there was, like, people used to write, like, fight in the hallway, Greeks versus Turks. Literally, I'd be like, what do I do?
Don't turn up.
It's like Game of Thrones, like, you're just picking what side to back.
It's hard being a minority, isn't it?
Killer. I felt it though. For once in my life.
Sadly, white people were a minority in our school as well, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, yeah. I'd say like 30% probably.
Yeah.
Like, maybe less than that.
Maybe less.
What, 30 white?
Mine was more. Yeah.
Maybe less.
Mine was quite mixed.
What was the majority? Black or Asian?
Black. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably had more Colombians than fucking white people.
Bare
South Americans.
Bare.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not many Asians.
No, I thought there'd be a couple of Asians.
There was a couple.
No, not really, you know.
Like Filipino.
Do you have a lot of Malis or
Filis, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of Malis in your school?
Not.
Somalian.
Yeah. Not that.
No, not really, you know.
Where was your school? Tufnell? No.
Camden. No, that's more like Acklamberley. Oh, like, sure. That was where a lot of the, like, from Camden went.
Right.
Got you. Somalians.
A lot of the what?
Somalians.
Sounded, you know.
I'm
not trying to.
Yeah,
not about them,
but
them
there. It just sounded a bit, you know.
Just me though. Where are you from?
Eritrea.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically, Somalia.
Yeah, lit.
Basically, isn't it? All the same East Africans.
Mm.
Yeah. Us, Eritrea. Right.
Us?
Us, Ethiopians, Somalis. Couple Sudanese people look like us as well.
Yeah.
So is your family musical?
Why are you laughing?
That was a big departure from
He's trying to segue before he gets himself in trouble.
Yeah, you worried
for anyone.
About,
what
are
you
worried
about?
For anyone does, yeah. Talking about Barney's on the podcast, allow it.
Yo. Cut. Edit. For real though, like,
that's why this episode is on Patreon and it's going to be naked, meaning that you have to subscribe to get into there. It's not going to be out to the general public.
Yeah, and my parents
we'll make a reel out of that bit though.
Yeah, 100.
I'll make
like,
a
maybe
tune
maybe,
out,
not, maybe not maybe not maybe not the last bit. But yeah.
Fucking hell.
Also, you've
that
got
that shetty to my neck is still cutting deep. Yeah, I'm still in that place.
You've got a show in Camden soon as well.
Oh, shit. I do as well.
Big up the candle.
Yeah, we'll do that at the end. What was I saying? Our parents' musical. My parents can be. They've got a good ear. My dad that loves blues and that can't play anything but can like hum a tune. My mum can sing. My mum actually taught me. My mum's like, she's a weird singer. She doesn't sing like a lead line. She always sings in harmonies, and that's how I learned how to harmonize from hearing my mum sing. Sister's a beautiful singer. And that's my family, bro.
Mad.
Mm. What about you?
Did you want to do the interval thing or not today?
What's the interval thing?
What you're saying about the intervals? The half interval.
I think we're flowing though.
All right, cool.
Oh, what? Have a little break.
Do you want to do it or you
I
don't
just forgot what intervals meant.
Should we kick one now and then come back?
Do you want to try it?
Yeah, let's have a little breather. I think we need to.
Yeah, I got a couple Hinge messages that I need to go.
What are you lying for?
Hey, I'll show you, mate. I'll show you. I'll get girls, right?
Any of your pictures of you in a suit?
Hey, but...
No.
Hey, wait, but, I'll get my prom picture off, actually. I've got something.
To be fair, if you don't reply now, they'll probably be moved back in with their ex.
All right, yeah, let's take.
is that a loaded one?
Let's take five.
Was that loaded?
Oh, wait.
That was loaded.
So unnecessary.
I want to hear about this when we come back in.
Get this guy off this podcast. I'm fucking sick of it.
All right, look how melty you're looking. Hang on, I want to show you. Check the side smile, bro.
Oh, it's gone.
Check the side smile on this. The other one.
Let me see that shit.
Is it a
half smile? You got to send that. Hold on.
Can you see him in a minute?
Oh, who's next to you?
Yeah, that's
some white dude.
I think why is he holding
Nathan Murphy,
like that?
He's actually a Donnie. He's the one that gave me my first line.
Gang. Yeah.
Got you, bro.
Got me, yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, let's take.
I love that smile so much.
Oh, wow. Hey, the suit's hard though. Can't lie. Suit bang.
That's that smile, you know, in the staff room at work. You know, that's the smile, like, yeah, yeah. Good weekend, yeah, mate.
You're still pretty though, man. Come on, you, my guy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Looking fresh today.
Wait, did you show you the text?
What text?
Of the joke, what I said. Should I move in with my X-Man?
Oh, right. No.
Hey, what's his text? I want to hear it.
No, absolutely not.
No, go on.
That's what the show is about.
Absolutely not. The show is not about that.
Basically, it's just some girl just got bare defensive, saying, "Oh, it was just a rebound anyway."
Bro, relax, bro.
What to him?
No, bro. You never know. What's wrong with that?
You never know, man. It's like, calm, bro.
Yeah, it's calm.
No, it's not calm.
I reckon it's calm. Go on.
Yeah, it's calm. It's not calm. That's it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
What, you were just a rebound, mate?
Oh, hang on.
What, are you going to... How musical is your family?
Switch.
I need to know where to take that. I feel like my voice went high as
the Queen died.
Yeah, the Queen did die.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, I think so. We're still on.
We're one minute in about what you don't want to talk about.
Huh?
So we're 1 minute in to what you don't want to talk about.
That's why you said. Oh, I thought we was pre.
No, that's what I was saying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like,
I thought we was pre.
Wait, we are on, innit?
You didn't count us back in on nothing.
Wait, everyone, are we on right now? Yeah, we're on right now.
Anyway, yeah, that bit.
I edit out.
I thought you knew.
Nah, that's why I said it was calm.
Yeah,
because
I thought
it was pre, like.
I thought
at least it was like, now we're back.
He thought we were off when he was trying to get me to talk about that thing.
Oh, see.
That's what I said, it was calm.
That's joke.
But yeah, anyway.
So would you lot, obviously we went through school and that, would you prefer, did you lot have iPhones in school or was it flip phones?
I got the fucking, what was it, iPhone 9? What was, no, 3G, that was it. Where did 9 come from? iPhone 3G.
There actually isn't. Oh. iPhone 9 as well.
It's like, you know the one with the curve back?
Yeah.
I got that in year 10 still.
We had black, well, no.
I had a Sony jailbreak.
Then
I had the D500.
Is that a square phone?
You tap the top, tap the top to send a song in that.
Yeah.
Come on.
That was amazing.
When Who Are You by Chipmunk came out the first time. I swear, I was like this the whole day.
The square phone was massive as well.
What?
Like the...
Oh, yeah, the little...
Nokia. Yeah.
What was... I had a flip phone. It was like silver.
What, Motorola?
The Motorola one was a flat one, wasn't it?
No, I had a flip Motorola as well.
Yeah, I think that went around. That was like... It was one of the first video ones.
With a little aerial at the top as well.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the fucking one. And I remember there was a...
Need to bring them back. I can't lie.
What do you mean?
Bare old school, like, look worse than a VHS kind of camera shit. But I remember some house party happened, and I don't know if this guy's a listener, but still.
It's calm.
Naming no names.
It's calm.
It's calm. Yeah, go for
it's
it.
Calm. It's always calm.
But basically, I think it was a house party or something. Some shit happened anyway, and it got video recorded. And basically, the guy was stripped naked, and they had a Hoover. And they were chasing him with the Hoover, and it was video recorded. All a bit weird.
How was he stripped naked?
I don't know how he was stripped naked. I wasn't at the house party, but the video looked like him constantly naked, trying to run away from a Hoover, trying to grab him.
Like genuinely trying to run away.
Yeah. He looked pretty bullied, like kind of shit. And it went around the school, and that was the first time I really saw, like, that's not viral, but that's like a situation where you're in school, everyone's seeing something of you, and is. Outside of your control.
Mm.
There was that video. No, well, do you remember before back in the day, there was always those videos that everyone used to have. There was a video of that woman getting fucked by the horse. That was literally on.
Yeah.
I never had that store.
What's your last Google? Google search.
How old
are you?
I'm 27.
I would have thought you would have crossed over.
Oh, a galley getting fucked by... It sounds like my Bergine story from the last episode. Dude,
sounds like your what?
My Bergine story from the last episode.
That was
good story. A full-on horse?
Yeah.
Did you have this video?
Mm.
Well, I didn't even have it myself. I remember seeing everyone.
I mean, my head's going, this is so butters, but like...
Yeah, no,
but you're not talking about like it was calm.
One priest, two girls.
But that's like videos
one
going
man,
viral.
Yeah. Two girls,
viral.
One cup.
What was the other one? Two girls, one cup. That was butters. Do you remember Blue Waffle?
That was like a Google search.
That was a Google search.
Yeah.
Vaguely familiar.
I've got, hey, if you ain't seen this, I've got to show you it still.
Do you remember Rotten.com?
Let's get his live reaction, though.
We had the kind of...
I don't know if it would still be a thing.
Things going around the school computers as well. Like, I remember seeing a... It was like an old school army video, and it was like some Russian kind of dude cutting off another guy's head.
I remember seeing
shit like that.
Beheading videos.
Oi, oh, mom,
I think I know what you're talking about. But then, like...
I was literally like, it's not a thing anymore. Then one picture shows up. Yeah.
You found it?
Oh, not the original.
How many videos are there, bro?
Don't you find it's so much more censored now? That doesn't travel. You got, like, in school, I think it was obviously when we were going into that world of the internet or it wasn't like that. Like, it wasn't.
I think
it didn't have the censorship. Now it's like if you had that on TikTok for a second, it's gone.
Oh, I get you, for sure.
But like,
why are you sitting there looking at it anyway?
Because I'm trying to find the right picture. I feel like there's
no right picture in that situation.
Ben Yams, you ready?
Go on.
That's a pum pum.
Let me see. What part of it?
What do you mean? That's that.
What do you mean? I'm fucking with you.
Would you know?
In a dark night.
Oh, God, I can't even. Look at you staring into that.
I mean, I'm big.
Oh, I should have. Look at the clearer one. No.
What is?
Look at the clearer one.
A girl actually asked me today on Hinge, "Is your podcast like? Is it an Andrew Tate thing? I think we're going that way."
Slightly, isn't it? Slightly. Free him up.
Free touchy.
What do you think about her then?
About
the platforming?
I don't know, you know. I actually don't really watch any of his videos. I've seen clips, obviously, but obviously the only clips that I see are probably like the most outrageous things. But from what I gather, like, as someone who doesn't actually know about him that much, I just think he says completely outrageous things on purpose.
Of course.
That's what I think.
And it's like, I don't know why people keep on falling for these types of characters, like Katie Hopkins, like Piers Morgan,
do you know what I mean?
Andrew Tate.
All doing
they
the same
just
shit.
Fucking just say outrageous
he said
and
it.
People buy into it all the time.
He actually
so jarring,
said,
both sides.
Yeah, 100%. Like, but he actually said, like, rather than saying men in certain circumstances are stronger than women.
I heard this.
He said, what I would say is all women are weak.
How to win all debates he was talking
about.
Yeah,
he's like, because
people emotional
basically. And once they're emotional, then their tactic is lost and then he can just overpower it. But I'm like, but if you're trying to spread a good message or you're trying to break the matrix, you're trying to tell people about the system and everything else, then why would you take the approach where you have to shun others? You know what I mean? To drive traffic. You know, there's ways of being a person that's trying to stand for the poor, stand for this, stand for that, and communicate in a certain way. And if you're going to hinder others to elevate yourself, then you're going to get trapped in that constantly and deplatform. But the deplatform is nuts.
I think you're giving him too much credit in that it's like, I don't think it's like a calculated thing for starters, but also I don't think
you don't even, think what Andrew Tate.
Nah, he's calculated. I think he's calculated,
but it's not like it's not like you know when he's talking about how to win debates. I'm not going to give him that much credit.
I honestly think it's Prison Break kind of calculated. He knows exactly every.
He
step
walked. He walked into Big Brother and like watched it before and walked up to 10 people and said, 8 of you are snakes, 2 of you talk the truth. That's the first thing.
He knows exactly what
he's doing.
He knows
how to turn it. This is like years, chaotic nightmare.
Even before he got to this platform, he said, I am going to make myself the most famous man in the world.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows exactly what he's doing?
And then recently, when he did become the most famous man in the world, on an interview, he was like, this was part of a 3-step plan. This is just phase one. Before he got cancelled, he was like, what I'm doing now is just phase one.
Yeah,
and I'll let you know about phase two when I'm in it.
Yeah, him and Tristan
it's
have said
jokes.
Phase
they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah, trust me.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm not sure if I buy it. But
he was talking about the deplatforming to these two like businesses.
I saw it. Kind of goes, yeah.
Basically,
he's talking about banks and that. Isn't it?
Yeah, but what he said is like emails were coming in, and it was like Stripe, you're fucking banned.
Yeah.
Airbnb, you're banned. Uber, you're banned. And then he was like, Uber, I set up a new account, but don't tell Uber.
Airbnb
like,
as well. Yeah.
But that's what's crazy is that they're all corporations are working together in that sense. But I think there are a lot more people that said a hell of a lot worse than him. A hell of a lot worse than him, but they are in a higher position of power where it just gets swept under the carpet. Or you know, Trump got banned on Twitter, but now it's back in that sense. You know, Trump's probably said a lot worse, but you know, in if you're a president, then it's a fucking
Has he said worse?
What, just grab her by the pussy?
Grab her by the pussy.
Grab her by the pussy as well. It's bad. But it's almost like that was like he got caught slipping saying that. He's not, but then, he's not on podcast.
Exactly.
But even
the fact that they dug that out, did they dig anything? Obama's probably said something. Biden probably has. But the fact that they pulled that out against him is saying something.
But I honestly think, you say Trump got caught slipping. I honestly think Trump is just as calculated as the Tate brothers. Like, I didn't think so at first, yeah. And then I can't remember what it's like, kind of been buried. It might even been taken off Netflix now, but there's this one fucking documentary about Trump and him as a young buck, yeah. And it shows him like, even though he got given peas by his dad, yeah, the way that he went around the business world was so smart. My guy is so intelligent, boy. And like the stupid shit that has come out about him, yeah, grabbing by the pussy, whatever. Him even like grabbing, yeah, him being weird with his family and that on camera. I honestly think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, I think he also is not good for a presidency because he's not a yes man. When he went into the room, like Putin has a thing where he said, you know, Putin is not good for when he does speeches because he lets loose on what America's like and everything else. And what he said is like all these presidents go in, we know it anyway, any government or any MP or new prime minister that goes in has all their things they're going to do for you and then bang, they're in, none of them happen. And Putin said that as soon as the president comes in, literally men in black suits come in and say, no, this is how it's going to run. This is what you're going to do. And I think Trump is the worst person you want for that because he wants his America. He wants it to be in that way. You know, and that's kind of what Tate is.
I'm not comfortable with you saying it with that degree of confidence.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Do you ever think about people in like celebrities or people that we see in papers or news or whatever? It's just like, how the fuck do we know what they want?
No, you don't know at all. And you're being shown. You're being shown what it is, right? So that's my point. You're being shown what you think they say, or you know. It's,
I know, but all, like
you're seeing a minuscule sense.
I think with me, I'm so like pessimistic and cynical that it's like I see what like a character portrayed to me and I'm like the first thing in my head is
you think
I wouldn't be surprised if he's nothing like that.
You think the worst of him?
Of course.
Or how you say, for example, that's because you know people. I found that
what people portray on either like first meet or like in front of a camera is far from who they actually are. Yeah.
Look at what you post on your own Insta. Like, you know what I mean? It's not the whole world, is it? It's always something you're showing something else of.
I think with stuff like that, it's like you have to consider like what they gain from being a certain type of character.
Yeah, gender-wise.
What they gain from, like, say, for example, if it's Andrew Tate, traction, views, fucking followers.
Incels. It
translates into money. Like, so it's like, all right, I've just said something and I've got a response from this group of people. Let me just fucking say some more shit and get a response from this group of people. And I think it's the same with like Trump, maybe. Like, I'm tapping in with this demographic in America. Let me just keep chatting shit and fucking get more and more support. I think people need to remember that it's like, sometimes it's not even like what they're saying, it's why they're saying it. Like, I don't think necessarily a lot of people believe the stuff that they're saying.
No,
saying it to get a reaction.
Of course. So what's the agenda behind it? You know, you look at Andrew Tate, he is portraying an alpha male that's earned loads of money. What color is your Bugatti? You know, and then he's got a warrior program that people sign up to every fucking month. So if he constantly gets on every single show and shows success in some way that people see it as, yes, that's his agenda.
Yeah.
You know, Trump has his agenda. You know, it's all an agenda basis.
Katie
Everyone,
Hopkins, like, they all just fucking, they're just characters. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're just.
It's wild to watch it all play out.
Well, I think Trump, he, because what is it? There's a, what is it, Republican and Democrat. And he's, whoever he won the presidency with, he was registered as the opposite like years ago. So, and he was always like known to support whatever the other side was. So he's just obviously playing into it. No, see him where his voter base is and just leaning
into
that.
He's a fucking entertainer and he knew that. It's the same thing with Hitler, bro. Right? My guy wasn't that smart. He just knew how to control people and knew what to say and knew how to like start a speech very slowly, very quietly, very calmly, and then build it up to a massive crescendo and give people faith and give people belief.
Yeah.
People buy into it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do it on stage. I do it on stage with a set list. With a set list. I start big, bring it down, and then end even bigger than the start.
Well, it's like I kind of the only time I ever voted was Labour for Corbyn. I didn't vote for Labour. I just voted for Corbyn.
Yeah.
But like he was never a guy that you think, oh, he gets on stage, oh, what a great speech. You know, like, I think he meant well.
That's
I think
he would.
That's what, you know, it's the character. He didn't have charisma.
That's why he lost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I would say Trump has more charisma than him, but would you back Trump over that? No. But, you know, Corbyn had this kind of charitable approach. You know, he wears a
You felt sorry for him rather than he could be my leader. Do you know what I mean?
I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah, I still like
I looked at him and I just thought, you know what? I like you. I like you and I want you.
Yeah.
No, but like,
they ain't gonna let you in, bro. Not in that suit, bro.
No, for real though, like, he was like the one politician that I looked at and I just thought, oh, I could connect with you. Like,
he actually spoke like to the people. You know, you look, Boris, what? Get a fucking kettle, save a fucking tenner. You know, it's like they don't speak to anyone that is going to relate to them at all, really. They're so, like, Liz Truss, I don't even know now, man. It's, like, gone.
She's weird.
She is weird as fuck.
Like, the videos of her, like, just curtsying and walking and everything just looks
off.
Weird. Bro. Like, yeah, off, yeah.
She's a robot, bruv. I'm asking, like, little secret thing we're having for series three as a hypnotist. I'm asking him, someone, if do you reckon she's hypnotized? Who's come in as a
sleeper agent? Constantly under.
Yeah, but look at this other way, right? If a hypnotist comes in and it's like, right, cool. You know, it comes into the room, you've got a prime minister there, you know, secret agent, whatever, this kind of shit, right? Comes in, says, this is what you're going to do for this week. And when I come back, you know, so what I want to find out is what is the difference between that time period?
Trust and hypnosis.
How long can someone, you know, if you want to do hypnosis for cigarettes, right? My mum did it and it lasted a year, you know, mad argument at Christmas with my stepdad, usual thing. She was like, fuck it, I'm having a cigarette. Right. So that moment changed. That anger is probably what started the stress of a cigarette in the first place.
Yeah.
So how long can a hypnotist persuade someone to do that? You know, Darren...
That's interesting because obviously like the meeting that I've had with this hypnotherapist to stop smoking, the first session is about the emotion. And I think your mum... Your mum only lasted a year, but how honest was she in that first session about like where the emotion
actually
came?
Quitting.
Yeah.
Understanding herself.
And also, in the third session, they relate the thing that you're trying to get rid of to something that you hate. So in that third session, I could say, my head's even mad. No, I can't. I could say eggs, for example, which I kind of hate. But that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah.
Or I could say trypophobia. So I can't see anything with like a claustrophobia, like anything. So if I went trypophobia, I will not touch anything that's related to.
What's that like? But sponges and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. But if I go, sorry, I keep kicking you, bro.
No, I can't.
But if I say eggs, which I kind of hate, that's the first. Why are you laughing?
No, I get it.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
The information
which
of where
it's easy
comes
for
from.
Me to say to a therapist. So like, yeah, cool, I might break in a year. Whereas if I go trypophobia, stop fucking. If I go trypophobia, then my whole fucking body fucking seizes up.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. Like, how much in that first session are you?
I'm still solid though.
Darren. So
you're scared of holes and you used to get bullied on Eds.
Fucking hell.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh. Phobias are an interesting one, though.
Have you got any?
Yeah, it's fucked.
I feel like everyone should have at least one phobia.
My,
look
go
at
on
me
if you got one.
High value mail.
You love the teddy wrappers, isn't it?
But that do that again. That proves it. That proves it. Did you just do the interlocking?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Makes you feel powerful, right?
High value mail. Top G. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Phobias.
About,
when people talk about phobias, I don't think I've got like fears like that. As in, like, I don't like spiders, but if there was one here, I wouldn't be like,
yeah. It's true. It's true.
Or like snake, I wouldn't.
Mm. Phobia is like an irrational fear.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Like, actually, when I think about it,
what about like, because do you know that bungee jump that I did? Hiding over some crocodile infested waters with that fucking shit.
I don't like that dropping feeling.
Right. So is that not a phobia in a way? Obviously.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, but I've done a skydive.
Yeah, to fall into your death is not a rational.
That's a natural fear.
Yeah. I hear you.
Like to avoid a situation phobia based, like, oh no, I can't even get that. That's a bit different. I agree with the, like, I've done two bungee jumps and they're fine. Put me on skydiving. When I used to do, no, I could probably do that as well. That wouldn't scare me.
Skydiving is not as bad. Apparently, that's a lot less scary than bungee jumping.
Really?
Yeah.
I can honestly imagine that.
From everybody that I know and have asked, I've done both.
If you're in the air for that long,
everyone says skydiving is calm. Bungee jumping. No, but the thing is,
yeah, you're falling for
ages. Go for a run, you're like, oh, that's what we're doing now.
No, but the thing is, you get to that kilometer.
Bro, it's not.
Eight kilometers, bruv. 8 kilometers, yeah.
It's not about how fast you're falling or whatever. I think the difference is, skydiving, you're strapped to someone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. There's that safety. You also go through tutorial beforehand.
Yeah. Get me?
With bungee jumping, yeah. Especially when you're in fucking AF as well, bro, and you're on some Brockup bridge. You're looking down on these crocodile festival. It was 120 meters up.
You got five elastic bands, bro.
Like, you pay for the thing. Yeah, within 15 minutes, your feet are over the edge, and all you've got around your feet is a towel.
Nah, bro, you got a towel.
Bro, there's a towel and a small little harness around your waist. That's it. Mm. And they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah,
what's the towel for?
Because that's what the bungee cord is connected to. But you don't see the bungee cord.
You're tied to the bungee cord by a towel.
It's double knotted.
Oh my God.
I'll show you this video.
Why are you looking that up as well? I did a lover's leap in it with an ex-girlfriend.
What's that?
Lover's leap. So it's a tandem jump. So but basically...
What, you like catch each other in midair?
That's what's scary about bungee jump, because I've done one on my own. You have to jump yourself.
Yeah.
And the first one I did, it was with a family in Ayanapa. And basically, I did it because the mum pissed me off so much, because she went along with a camera and it was like 12 of us. She went to me and she's like, don't think so. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it. You know what? They're counting to three. I'm going on one.
Wait, why did she say don't think so?
I don't know. She just did.
She
took the motion.
She
rate
me. No, but wait, I don't get the context. No. Why did she
say
that?
As in, you're not going to do it. Like,
She went along. She was like, nah.
What, so, like her kid, she's like, oh, he's well hard. So he's gonna.
He went up and he. Go on, play your. Play your.
Well, it literally just the towel.
Yeah, so basically, she hit the sun went up and the sun basically bottled it.
And she's like, he's definitely come back down.
He come back down. I was like,
I know you don't get a refund.
Emotional damage.
I know. It's wild. Like,
yeah. So,
what's this lover's leap?
Lover's leap. I was in Brighton, with an ex-girlfriend, and basically, we went to this hotel and we were downstairs having breakfast, and I remember she had scrambled egg, right? And I just remember there was a tiny...
And she smelled of lavender.
I remember the air outside. But basically, there was this small... It's what was detailed in my head. I'm painting a picture. There was a small window, right? And the only thing... She was terrified, right? The only thing you could see, right, through this small window was the bungee jump. So, and it was miles away, so you just see people. So you'll realise the context of the scrambled egg, right? Because I remember her going, as she saw it. So we went there, and then it's a crane, right, over grass. No mats, no fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And the guys that were doing it, it was like they rolled up that day. You know, maybe just hired.
Maybe a lot of confidence, like.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So I was cool anyway. I was like, well, fuck it, whatever's going to happen. And we're going up, and it's only 160 foot, so it's not too mad, but it's rattling as fuck.
Mm.
And then you're like this, so I'm like that, and she's here. So you can't push off. Like, you can't jump off. So they kind of just go like this.
Oh, fuck.
And they, like, hold you, and they're like, right, we're going to count to three. And then she's like, oh, so is this safe? And he was like, I don't know, tell. Did you check this the other day? Is this all right? So she's already shitting it. And they went, right, one, two, and they just pushed. And all you see in the camera is me go, I'm like this, and she's like this. I'm like, terrified. We didn't last long after that. I think you're just a bit different.
Yeah, it is fucking fun, though.
It was a Valentine's Day present. Like, you're ungrateful fuck.
Yeah. I look at that bungee jumping and skydiving, and I just think, if I died doing this, I'd just feel like such an idiot.
See, I don't think that.
We'd be dead.
I don't think, do you know what? There's
tempted to do bungee jumping, but like, I saw a story of some girl on TikTok that like was at like some sort of like skydiving school, learned, and then died recently.
Mm.
She's like an influencer, and I was just thinking, if I was her, I would just feel so stupid. Like,
well,
I jumped out of the plane.
For one,
that adrenaline.
But like, for one, like,
I paid to. Like,
literally, like, I paid.
For one, you wouldn't.
Do you reckon the family
wouldn't do anything? Nah, no way. No way.
Nah,
you wouldn't do anything because you're dead. For one, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Cool.
True.
But
sweet.
But you know what? Yeah, I remember. There's this poet called Charles Bukowski. And I used to be tortured artist vibes, yeah. I used to like read his shit all the time, and he was like this drunk.
I've read his
name, sounds familiar.
Big American writer back in the 50s. And I was watching an interview with him back in the day, and the guy that was interviewing him was like, are you afraid of death? Or I can't remember if it was a woman or a guy, I can't remember. But they were like, are you afraid of death? And he was like, I'm actually excited by death purely because I see everything in patterns, and it's the same pattern happening over and over again. I wake up, I do the same thing. I have breakfast, lunch, dinner. I say hello to the people I love. I ignore the people that I hate. All this stuff. And as soon as I watched the interview, yeah, my view on life completely changed, and my fear of death completely went.
Mm.
And I always I've always been a bit of a fucking adrenaline junkie, innit? Because I know that when I'm at that edge, yeah, when I'm like closest to death, is the most alive that I feel. So I'm just like, if I do go that way, at least I felt the most alive that I've ever felt. Do you know what I'm saying?
To give yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And if I do go, then I go. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do as much as I can, because I feel like the way that I'm going to go is almost like pre-planned out for me anyway. So I'm going to do as much as I can, as dangerous as fuck as I can do it. As careful, but as dangerous as fuck as I can do it. And if I get away with it, I'll be like, ha, that was jokes.
So the closer you get to death, the more you understand it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That moment where you're just like that, like,
it's
okay,
so
I'm going to go.
It's so peaceful.
And then all the blood rushes to your fucking head. You are drunk as fuck. I just remember hanging there.
There's an acceptance.
On a crane, and they're just pulling me round, and then I just see this woman like with her arms out. I'm like, what's going on, man? Right? Like, another, yo. Fuck you, I did it. That's what I said to the mum.
But there's a piece of the acceptance. Like, when you're in, like, it's like, you know, when you're in danger, if you just accept it, it's like,
yeah,
oh, fuck,
bro. Instead of trying to fight it, it's been like, cool, this is my time. Love you lot. Save for that five you gave me earlier.
Mm.
My mum will give you that kebab back later. Do you know what I mean?
Would any of you lot do like a Unusual Suspects, ayahuasca, Peru?
100.
Because 100. That's ego death. That's taking 100. Your body out of this place, working out what else is going on. Because a lot of people are like, whoa.
I'm a bit worried about like the chase 100. After doing something like that, because I've heard from many people that have that, like, you go through that experience and then you do heal from it, but then you fall back into your old habits, and then you almost have to do it again to fuck it, and then you keep doing ayahuasca like every few months or so, and like, that's like your only reality. That's the only time that you feel like yourself, and you have to keep doing it to for yourself. So I'm a bit worried about doing it and then like falling back into old habits and then having to do that again to, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw a crazy DMT session the other day with this guy, and he basically done a, it wasn't DMT, it's another one, which is really, it's 5-MeO DMT, which is the toad one, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just does it, right? And then he just goes like this, and then he's just like screaming, like screaming. I mean, like just, and it's just screaming, oh my God. But like in the most intense, but happiest sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like, it's just like, boom, here's everything. And then he just laid there afterwards, was just in, it couldn't even speak, you know, just nuts. Then I just find, you know, there's the problem of like the holy man or like Christ consciousness. So if you go into this world, then you might not, you know, you'll come back and tell everyone else, this isn't the way to live. This is how you should be, blah, blah, blah. So does that, for me, does that fear like knowledge too soon can be dangerous, you know? So that's adrenaline and stuff like that in the physical realm that we're in and jumping off. That's fucking amazing. But the mind trips that you can do in this, whatever we're in kind of situation is scary. I think ayahuasca is something I would love to go into, but I want to make sure that my life outside of it, like you say, is set up in a way that I don't derail and be like, I need to go and help everyone somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, which isn't a bad thing, but it's like, it's definitely a scary situation to put the mind somewhere else.
Yeah. Come back bare annoying.
And I know.
What?
It's true.
You know, like a vegan. You know what I mean? But it's true, like pushing your narrative. Yeah, like, yeah, I experienced this. This is how I think, blah, blah, blah. That is something that I've spoken to people in those circles that happens to some people.
Mm. I think that's when you see something so clearly. In my opinion, that's what has happened or is happening with Kanye West. I think he believes he sees something so clearly and he's frustrated that
others don't.
He works himself up and gets into these like manic states.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, why can't you see that this is da 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 da?
Yeah.
Well, I think because how he thinks he sees it's quite so riddled.
Can we touch on the, because I have a bit of a controversial opinion on this. The TMZ interview when he says slavery was a choice.
I can't remember how did he try and explain that though?
He didn't, see, here's the thing, he didn't try and explain it. He was just shouting that slavery was a choice, right? And the people that I had around me at the time were like, how dare you say that? Boom, 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 boom. And I don't know why, but for some reason I was like, all right, cool, let me just actually think about this. And the way that I took it, right, was Kanye was just thinking, right, on a on a farm, there's a rich family of what, maybe 8 to 10 people with 100 to 200 black slaves around them.
Whose right? phone? Sorry.
I don't know, mine's over there.
Not mine.
You're holding.
Mine's in my pocket.
Next to the next.
Would you mean one's going off?
Is that what he was saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get your phone away from
yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, so.
Sorry to stop you there.
All good. On a farm, right? Eight to ten white people that scream power just by their persona, but you've got 200 men working for them. If every single person, if every single black person on that farm, those 200 people just went, do you know what? We're not doing this. Let's storm that fucking house. I only have 8 people in that house.
Mm.
You could probably stop bad things from happening to you. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the way that I took it.
I think I hear the sentiment.
That's not how that coercive control works. I understand that would have never worked. But like, I understand. I gave him sympathy because I understood where he was coming from. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I think. Yeah, I don't know.
How can the poor come up against billionaires?
Because there's more of you by masses.
But look at the masses that are acting. You know how easy. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's not how coercive control works. I'm saying it didn't work because it didn't work. But I'm saying that if you put it down black and white, like
it's a death wish as well. At the same time,
if I'm a slave, 10 against 200.
If I'm a slave and I'm like, yo, all right, cool, I'm gonna fucking like kill my owner or whatever, and then like whatever. Well, you think that's not gonna
kill my own
repercussions?
No, not kill my own. No, I'm saying
my owner.
You got
I understand it.
We're in the house.
No, 100%.
I'm in the house. 100%. All the white people are dead on the farm.
100%.
Hey, I'm dead after that.
No, but 100%.
You're a minority in the country.
No, but this is what I mean. This is not how coercive control works. But if you were to look at it black and white, if everybody that was treated badly in that house, when at the same time, we are not standing for this, and then went into that house, outnumbering people, also black as well, so probably bigger, probably stronger, probably faster, let's put it Jack, get me. Probably big up Ting Tings. Whoa. Just gassed myself up for no reason.
I think you needed to.
Trust me. No, on the real note. On the real note.
Go.
But if at the same time just went, now fuck this, let's go teach these man a lesson, then these people would have been overpowered, right? Everything. And obviously there's more to it. There's like those.
What do you think about times before that?
Huh?
What do you think about times before that?
Times before what?
Who was enslaved by who? Like like if you look at Egyptian times, who were the Egyptian slave in? What colours were enslaving other people?
Oh, well, slavery's been a thing within cultures, outside.
I mean, blacks were enslaving blacks as well.
Yeah, of course. But what I mean, the Chinese are enslaving Chinese now.
Yeah, so where I'm going with that is like, we're talking about agendas earlier. Like, why is pronouns being put out there? Why is cancel culture being put out there? Why is BML being put out there? What is suppression really about? Is it... Does the mainstream media talk about the rich all the time and what the rich are doing? No, they talk about the poor all the time. So how I look at it is like, if you keep spinning these things, obviously we need awareness. We need people to understand this shit. But it also keeps people in a box. It also keeps people thinking the same kind of narrative a lot. Yeah.
Just divide and conquer as well.
Divide and conquer in any way fucking possible. And I look at like, I've seen videos. I saw one where it was like, one guy dressing up as a Mexican, right? And he goes around and he's like talking to load of white, loads of black, loads of Asian, everything. They're like, this is offensive, you shouldn't do that. Then he goes to a Mexican area, he's like, yeah. You like one way? And they're like, yeah, man, we like it.
Respect.
You know, so it's like, I've seen another one where it was Black Lives Matter and it was a white woman, you know, with a sign, something about oppression. And this black lady is literally like, I'm not oppressed. Like, what? I can get a job, I can do this. Like, why are you saying this? You know what I mean? Like, it's not your position to either. Mm. It's like some of the people that are spitting the narrative don't even understand the fucking narrative. Mm. You know, going on another one, there was a guy that went up to a refugee. It was with taking in refugees to this country as a refugee protest. And he went with a clipboard. And the guy's got autism, so he's sick because he literally just asked the most honest, direct fucking questions there are. Like, it's brilliant. Yeah. And he's like... There's people with signs going, we take refugees. And he goes up to everyone and they're like, he's like, so would you take someone? And they're like, would you sign up? And they're like, oh yeah, my landlord. And then most people, the main word everyone says, they haven't got space. By the end of it, he's got like 10 interviews. Just, oh, you don't have the space though, do you? Like, you know what I mean? It's like people that are there in these kind of things are pushing the narrative, but they're not actually the people that are helping it. Mm. They're just keeping it in the minds of everyone. Mm. And that's what I feel is quite bad. It's like we're not moving on from it because I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's what I meant. Like, do you know what
more,
I mean?
Like it's almost like built in the,
it's building the same structure, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think but it's a double-ended sword. Like, there's still people that need to understand racism. There's still people that are fucking racist. There's still that kind of problem. But, you know, how can you win with it?
Yeah, I think this like kind of ties back to that just paradoxes in life and actually like not seeing them as good or bad and just seeing them as life and just being like, all right, what good can I take from this bad situation? And because if I'm being frank, bro, if everything was perfect and if everything was good, I'd be bored as fuck.
Yeah,
do you get me?
Makes a game.
I need that push and pull for me to fucking actually appreciate the good.
For sure.
So I think this really fucking hit home for me after the George Floyd and BLM stuff and I remember like going to a protest and seeing people dressed as Black Panthers and fucking, and then like come 6 o'clock, the protest turning into carnival. And then the next day, because of a tweet that I reposted that my girlfriend posted, it all genuinely almost fucking sparked the anti BLM protest. I'll get into that at another point off camera, but generally like my girlfriend posted a tweet and I emailed RMP. And I reposted the tweet, and then I posted a video, and that she posted with a caption, and it literally sparked the anti BLM protest, pretty much, yeah. And I remember watching like the aftermath of the anti-BLM protest, and I was like, "Rah, this is a fucking army. This ain't like kids from East London dressed in berets and like military leather jackets and like wearing fucking leather gloves, going like this, saying like fucking Black Lives Matter. This is like people with pure anger in their hearts and eyes, backed by thousands of people, right? That we're outnumbered." And after that, I was like, "You know what? Instead of me like trying to fucking fight to change the world, I'm just gonna live in the way how I'd like the world to be." Do you get me? So like, I, for example, I don't say the N-word, right? For example, I don't push hate on people that look different to me, and as long as I'm surrounded by people in a bubble with the same mindset, I'm good, bro. Outside of that, that's get me. Yeah, that's not my noise. That's like,
I hear that. Honestly, I actually hear that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's long. Even getting involved in that public debate or trying to like sway people to think one way or another.
And after, like,
fuck it.
And afters with a white boy from Kent, long.
In a kitchen
with a white boy from Kent.
Oh, yeah, long.
Yeah, but why can't we say the N-word when like Jay-Z says it? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, why not? Long.
Kent or Essex? Shut up.
No, it could be Kent.
I said it the other way.
Could be either way.
Close. But it's true, it's definitely everyone, you know. But my point was like how the narratives cause these conversations in the sense whether they're good or bad. But it's true, it's... live your own, isn't it? But I think we get thrown into these situations and it's like, everyone's just a fucking human, man. Just be human. Like, don't worry about differences. Like, if anything, we should kill them with kindness. Like, if everyone was just fucking, the narrative was kind, which is very different to what it is on the news and everything else, I think it would change the motion of how we are, whether we're going to get there or not, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, living in such a multicultural place like London, it's easier to say that because, you know, your neighbours and your classmates and your friends, literally the people you're growing up next to are all different colours, all different from all different types of places. So of course,
go to Liverpool.
That's what I was going to say. They've never had any interaction with these, you know, such race. Mm. So and then they're getting this propaganda from the whatever all these newspapers, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, oh fuck, yeah, maybe they are taking our job. I don't know, whatever. Like, maybe they are horrible. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but yeah, I mean, you can control what you can control.
That's it,
can't
man,
you?
And the rest of it,
and
allow it.
You know, if you're letting that interfere with you, you can't control it. There's nothing you can do. Well, by being a good person, I guess you can try, not control it, but you can try and make a difference within the people you meet, within your bubble.
Yeah, within your circle.
Yeah. But
grand scheme of things, same thing's running, bro. Same thing's running. I need a piss, all right.
Yeah, have we done 40 minutes, man?
Have we?
Yeah, we could.
Should we go for a piss and then round up properly?
Yeah, we'll wrap up. We'll do a last 10 minutes.
All right, cool.
Last 10 minutes. Yeah, we're good. We're back. We're back for the last 10 minutes.
We're back.
Breaks after breaks. That's what we're saying.
What's your earliest memory?
Mine. Oh, can I just say, though, I just pulled some corn from the garden.
Are you showing that corn?
Didn't make it, but...
R.I.P.
I think plants are amazing.
Go on, you eat that?
Munch that now, there you are.
I'm going to take a little bite.
Go on.
It looks a bit weird, man. See, that's a bit of a phobia right there.
Yeah, like, it's kind of going into my trypophobia. Yeah.
One of my phobias is imagine if your skin went like that.
No, right,
why would your skin go like that?
That was a phobia. Like, I don't know.
Africa.
Yeah, like...
Huh?
Africa. Yeah, nah, dead.
No, you gotta commit. You can't just give it a little nibble. Go on.
I'll take one off.
No, you're a pussy. Give it a munch.
Have you seen that corn kid?
Not really.
He's getting exploited. Have you seen this? Like,
no, I haven't seen the aftermath. I've only seen the original video. What did he do?
Yeah, that tastes bare weird.
Chipotle, I think, of like got him for an advert. I hope he got the bag though. Obviously, hopefully he got the bag.
His parents switched on, man.
Hopefully,
but you know that guy.
Yeah, Carby Lane.
Per post, 650 grand. That's what he's earning.
Is he the big? Is he the biggest TikToker?
I don't know who he is, actually.
Do you see he's like
Addison Lee and all that lot, isn't it? Like the older ones.
Fair. Did you see he only just got his Italian citizenship?
Yeah.
I think he would have got that if he wasn't such a big deal.
Probably not. And he'd been in the country since he was 1 year old. You know how fucked up that is.
Do you reckon Ross Barkley's got his?
Wait, Ross Barkley?
He's playing for Nice, isn't it?
For Nice?
Yeah.
What, in France?
Oh, yes.
I thought we were talking about Ross Barkley's like Nigerian like granddad. Was that?
He's like caught lacking. Yeah. Forgot about that.
I'm bare lost anyway.
Yeah. He apparently he's been balling for them.
Oh, Nieces?
Yeah.
He's been balling nicely for Nice.
I don't even see it in my eyes.
OG like, Nice. OG one, Nice. Shut your mouth. Anyway. What's your earliest memory, right?
I forgot that we were doing that.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
Mine was running for a bus with my mum. I think you know this. Maybe.
Was it?
I was running for a bus. I was 2 years old, running for a bus with my mum. She checked up a curb, I checked up a curb.
Right.
And then the bus driver waited for us to get on.
Oh, shit.
It's the first thing I remember about my life.
Good ending.
I'll go.
If he drove off. I thought you were doing racist. That was the turning point.
Back then as well.
That's like, the turning point.
That was like mid-60s. That was mad.
I got one. I remember. I went Legoland with my dad.
How old are you?
Six.
Might have been younger than that.
Younger?
Yeah, maybe. I remember going with him and I remember it being these go-kart, like electric cars or whatever. And like I was a shy kid, and I was nervous a lot of the
Legoland,
time.
Yeah, you can get your license, can't you?
Yeah, you get your license, shit like that.
Yeah.
And I just remember like him letting me go off. And like I'm queuing up, and I'm like, all I'm thinking is like, where the fuck is my dad?
Oh, bless you.
My dad's one of these guys who'll just be like, oh, I'll just go and get a coffee. He'll be all right. So then I'm like in this car, and I'm just freaking the fuck out.
I'd be anxious.
Yeah. So I was anxious, and I didn't know where he was. So then I'm driving around Legoland like this.
Oh, fucking hard.
I'm driving around looking for him, like, and then bare high fences. I just remember like just fucking being like lost in this car, and then coming out and him being there, and like I'm just screaming like, where was you? And he's I thought you'd be fine.
Thought you'd enjoy it, like,
yeah. Like, do you think you remember more fear when you're younger, or you remember more happiness?
It's probably bad
memories. Yeah, bad. I remember more trauma
in general.
What affects your emotion?
I'd say
more
even now. Like, do you ever, I don't know, before I go see, sometimes I just think of like some embarrassing thing I said or did, like, 3 years.
Keeps you up all night. That fucking Lego car.
It's not. Also, what I was going to say about your one, do you remember thinking, like, I don't know, in language?
I remember in language.
I remember
responding to the bus driver waiting for us, and me being like, obviously I can now differentiate language, but I remember being like, oh, this is lit.
my guy Donnie, man, like you.
I got you from now,
cuz.
I remember like being, because like it's going from, obviously, it's going from me and my mum tripping, it's like something bad happening to something good. I remember that emotional switch, like, all pain to
my elation.
Yeah. Tap the oyster, went on.
Growing up young was mad though. Like, my family was a bit of a.
Why are you cracking
one
up, bro?
Wait, what? Growing up young, it just sounded mad. Like, well, how
growing,
much
growing
do you
up,
mean?
Growing, like, all right, I phrased it in a funny way, but like.
Just growing up in general.
Just being
up.
Young.
So my house, right? So my mum was like 30, and basically my uncle went to Ibiza and met the love of his life. He's still with her. And came back.
Fell asleep in beefs.
Yeah. But he from there, they like came home for a month, was like, fuck this. And then they went off traveling for years.
Sick.
Like Thailand, sick, everything. And then he came back. And I remember like I had this climbing frame, and it had like a, you know, it had the two swings, the seesaw thing, and it had a slide on it. And it's the whole framework. This guy comes back, right, takes my slide, takes my swing, takes my seesaw, and then puts a sheet over the top of it. Like, he's been Thailand, right? Moon parties. So he's brought the moon parties back to fucking Palmer's Green, and basically like put neon like UV shit in there and had fucking parties. Like I used to come downstairs at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I can sleep through anything.
Just saw loco dice in there, just spinning.
Yeah. Like but I used to come downstairs to just be bodies in my house, and then I'll get like £20 go to the cafe, innit, because it's like everyone's hanging.
Yeah,
you know. So he was a wild one, like literally. And I think he started a business where it was blow up
two for 120.
Yeah, like, come in. But literally, it was like that's like what I was growing up with, like party shit. What are you? Who's got no
blue Punishers?
Yellow Superman.
Rolex is out there. Mitsubishi.
What are your first memories?
Yeah, go on.
You know what? Like,
we should have ended with yours. Mine's not gonna.
We can cut it. You can cut it.
No edits, bro.
Obviously, I've got memories, yeah. But do you, like, I don't know. I remember seeing something or someone talking online before about how like
online. That's your earliest memory, man.
Yeah.
Young yesterday.
Your tweet.
You need to lay off that Lord's lettuce, man.
No, it is. I don't know if it's related to this, but like I actually have very little long-term memory is really bad.
I swear.
Yeah. So it's like. You know how people are able, like, you're not able to recall shit that, like, happened to you when you were, like, five or, like, I've got, like, little flashpoints of, like, my childhood that I remember vividly. Everything else is, like, a blur.
On a random one, though, like, because obviously, I know these boys well, but was your upbringing quite tough? Because obviously they say that you shove a lot of trauma under the carpet, innit?
I think it could be that. Like obviously it's not easy, it hasn't been easy, but like I think it probably might be related to that.
Right, got you.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's strange, isn't it? Like obviously I don't know, but anyway,
Oh, shit.
So your parents musical.
I don't know. It could be related to that.
Fair enough.
It's hard to say when you've only lived one life and you don't really know like how it would have gone if.
I hear you.
But I remember more like.
I hear you.
But
Fair play. What about you, Char?
My earliest memory. The reason I asked you about the language is because I was probably around two. I'd say two or three.
Yeah.
But I've only got one of these very very early memories.
Same,
and I was in my like the first house that I lived in, and I remember looking at this like toy where you put like a ball in and it bounces down to the bottom. But I remember thinking like it must not have been a thought, it must have been a feeling because I didn't have language.
Yeah, but now you can put a word to it.
But I remember being like, I want to go and play with that now, and like crawling over like maybe walking over or something like that. That's my earliest memory.
That's lit.
But that's the only one I've probably got from that time period. After that, again, it's probably like, I don't know, five or six or seven. So not so exciting. But that's why I asked about the language, because I remember kind of having, like, it must have just been an urge to go and do it. But it can't have been the language in my head, because I didn't have access to language.
The reason why I always, like, I find it intriguing, because the reason why I always, like, ask this question, I like, on that first date, so that first meet, with people that I actually fuck with, I always ask that question, and like it's interesting because obviously like memories are made up by our brain, innit? They don't actually exist. So what actually happened is probably completely off piece to what we remember it is, but I feel that in the way that I remember it so well. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
From your perception.
Yeah. So it'll be intriguing to actually see what actually happened during that time when I was 2 years old.
Yeah, my dad was just fucking enjoying a coffee. He didn't have a fucking clue. I was having a panic attack in a fucking Lego car.
You could have been blessed for most of it and then like had a little panic attack.
The whole time,
bro.
Or your dad could have had the panic attack the whole time.
Yeah.
And you were just chilling. Going,
yeah, I burned that license.
But it's
plastic Lego.
The maddest one when I'd feel like that was either when I'd lose my mum in the supermarket. Or when she'd be like, I know there's been plenty of videos made about it on TikTok and whatever, but like when she'd go and get, oh, just wait here, I'm going to go and get like toilet roll or whatever. And you're like, if they get to the end, I'm going to have to pay you. Like,
please. They always come back in time, though.
Yeah.
Just about. Always just come back in time.
But you're so, like...
You know what? So many people have had that experience.
It's weird. Yeah. They must. They
probably
must.
Around the aisle watching you. I'm here, don't worry. It's right.
But yeah, it's a weird one. How it's like a joint.
So many people.
Yeah, yeah, it's a joint experience.
Yeah.
Sick.
Wicked.
Right? Are we?
Let's call it.
Yeah.
Yes, boys. Been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Been amazing.
I have absolutely loved that one.
Yeah, boy. Benyam, good to have you back on. lads.
No, we need like an unusual suspect.
We need it. We need a theme tune.
Yeah.
Like.
Girls, rub on your titty. Not that one. What did that say? Girls, crap on your titty. Girls, crap on your titty.
What else have I got?
Not our theme.
That's not our theme.
That's not. But
oh, you can,
I did
you
actually.
No, I heard it now.
Just to clock off, but I did actually look at the Unusual Suspects theme tune and it's dead.
The
Usual Suspects. Yeah, it's not good. So we need to think about it. We don't
need Unusual Suspects. Boom, that's it.
So I was about to promote your what is it, November show, but
I can't lie, I got shy.
It's a bit thingy.
Got shy. But come see me on stage. Yeah. Different ways. Animal band.
What's the date?
Primal.
Yeah, details. Yeah.
18th of November, Camden Assembly.
Banging.
I'll be there. Probably on banging. The top of.
Bang!
Cameraman will be there. Cameraman Char.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then, hey, do you remember the last time that we saw him?
Gum
there?
Fingers in the air. Oh, yeah. Oi, why have I spent bars all day?
I'll venture out.
You venture out where?
Out of the shed to do your show.
It'll be good to see you, man.
Yeah.
How's hibernation been, though? Good?
Yeah, good. Me and Alan are just chilling, you know.
Oh, yeah. What'd you talk to Alan about?
Like, when was his latest
shows?
I don't know, fucking crack hit.
Hey, in that.
What the world's like, you know what I mean? He's an educated fool, bro.
Total life,
even though he's a quarter.
T.O.
And I hope you pass your probation.
Me too. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. You got this, though.
Thank you, man.
Come on.
Thank you.
Dressed the part.
Well.
Loud and navy blue suit, man.
Huh?
I said, allow the navy blue suit.
What, you don't like a navy blue suit?
No, I'm saying you allow it.
Oh,
why are you?
I think it's good, didn't it?
That's exactly what I said.
Was it?
You thought you were still taking a piss.
I'm a bit of a piss.
He is.
Next what? Next week.
I know.
No, actually, next week we'll drop the promotion for your.
Yeah, yeah. Next week we'll drop the promotion.
But we didn't even talk about Poland. No.
We didn't even talk about Poland.
you're on again Sunday, innit?
I am on again Sunday.
Yeah, cool.
I'll be here.
Me, you, and Max, innit? Yeah.
Oh, banging.
Gang. When you back on, bro? When you back on?
Yeah, Max. Oh, so much better, bro. Oh, fuck. Me, you, and Max, yeah? Oh, sick, bro. I can't wait to get this guy out of here, bro. Deading off all of
that. That's gonna pop, still.
That's nah.
All right.
Big up Max, though. Big up Max.
Final note, though. When are you going to bring out a fucking pod, bro?
Soon, bro.
No, on a real, before we started, I did say just off the base of the Unusual Suspects chat, I was like, me and Benny Boy are gonna bounce on each other well, and I think so, man. Come on, man.
I think so. It's worked, isn't it?
It's worked.
Gang.
Dead tune. Oh, wait. Dead. I'm not going to say anything German.
Oh.
Back in the Deutsch.